This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The U.S.-led forces in Iraq will suspend offensive operations in the Shiite holy city of Najaf. The halt is intended to give the radical cleric, Muqtada al-Sadr, a chance to withdraw his militiamen and allow Iraqi police to take over security there. The announcement came after an agreement was worked out between Sadr and moderate Shiite clerics and politicians. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Baghdad.
Najaf residents experienced a rarity today, peace and quiet, or at least a day when the noise came from shoppers and non-military traffic. Muwafaq al-Rabai, the Iraqi National Security Advisor, made the announcement this morning. All Sadr fighters, except those who live in Najaf, would leave the city. Iraqi police would take over security patrols. U.S. occupation forces would withdraw to their bases, except for small forces guarding the authorities' headquarters and the governor's office. And two big issues would be deferred to later talks. Those are the future of Sadr's militia and of the cleric himself. He's wanted by an Iraqi court in connection with a murder case. Similar proposals have fallen through in the past, but Rabai was hopeful that this one would come to fruition.
I hope and pray that Sayyid Muqtada Sadr will live up to the commitments be made in this agreement. I understand that the coalition will honor and respect this deal.
A few hours later, U.S. spokesman Dan Senor confirmed that, saying if Sadr lived up to the promises made in this letter to the Shiite negotiators, the U.S. would play its part.
We view this as a very positive step, not only for the moment, but for what it bodes potentially for Iraq post June 30th, because what we're seeing here are Iraqis stepping forward and engaging Muqtada al-Sadr to try and reach a peaceful resolution. And we view that as a positive sign, but we also recognize that it is only an early sign. It is a first sign. It is a first step.
Brigadier General Mark Kimmett said the troops would not vacate Najaf completely and would still be visible, at least at first.
It will take some time, a matter of days, before we can get those police down there. We don't want to create a security vacuum. So for the near term, I would suggest it's three things. Protection of the governor's building, the Iraqi police stations, patrolling to ensure that there's no looting or anything that goes on during that time, and presence so that if there are any problems, there can be a very rapid response.
For the Americans to allow their two biggest demands, that Sadr disarm his men and turn himself in, to be deferred to negotiations the U.S. won't even be party to, is a major change. Some say a major concession. But it also serves a timely political purpose. It gives a calculated boost to moderate Shiite leaders, just as the American authority prepares to hand over power to Iraqis. The flurry of attention to the Najaf deal today allowed U.N. envoy Lakhdar Brahimi some space to pursue his talks on the shape of the interim government due to be announced in a matter of days. One reluctant candidate for prime minister, nuclear scientist Hussein Shahrastani, formally took himself out of the running.
I have decided to decline nomination for any government post and prefer to continue serving the Iraqi people through my current activities in the humanitarian field as well as the Iraqi National Academy of Science.
Whoever is named to the interim government will have a few short weeks to grapple with thorny military and economic issues before the occupation authority dissolves on June 30th. Iraqis and U.S. officials alike are hoping that can be done without more heavy bloodshed in the holy cities. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.